Civilization, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
So it's Friday, June the 9th in the UK, and we've just had a general election, as I'm guessing listeners in the UK will be very well aware of, but I'm aware we have subscribers from all over the globe. And this is a bit of a sort of ad hoc episode. Just wanted to kind of put something out there, just interesting to mark the day, mark the occasion. So probably not necessarily a surprising result. I suppose it's probably something that many people expected, but we've got what's known as a hung parliament, which essentially means that as part of what's known as the first past the post system, no one was quite able to gain a majority government, and a majority meaning, I think, in this case, 326 parliamentary seats. It looks, based on the results, that the Conservatives essentially came close. They got 318 seats, which was 42% of the share of the vote. Whereas Labour defied all odds with Jeremy Corbyn and gains 29 seats. Well, I think many expected them to maybe gain a handful of seats or perhaps even lose some, but actually they made great strides, doing arguably better, I think, than even Tony Blair did back in the day when the Conservatives actually managed to win. Sorry, the Labour Party actually managed to win an election, and therefore we got Tony Blair as a Prime Minister. But the interesting thing about this morning is there's a very strange mood, I think, because people seem to be kind of in all of the pro-Labour, pro-Corbyn camp. If social media is anything to go by at all, they seem to be in a sort of celebratory mood today, because it feels almost like a victory for Labour. But really, it isn't a victory for Labour, because we've still got a Conservative government, and Theresa May has, apparently she's going to make a statement shortly, so it'd be interesting to hear that. But as well as that, we've been told that she's looking to form a coalition with a Northern Irish party called the DUP, which only has 10 seats, but they're relatively large by smaller party standards. So what does that mean? I guess it means that they're trying to form a majority government, so that will give them more than they need to have a majority. But the interesting question now is, obviously, will that mean that they actually have the ability to actually command firm legislation, which is what Theresa May is pushing for, such as the hard Brexit idea and all of this quite firm austerity measures? So it's obviously all up in the air at the moment. It's a very interesting time, but I feel a little bit disappointed about the result, because I kind of think we needed a firm decision. We needed either a firm Labour government or a firm Conservative government. The fact we've got a little bit of both now is a bit worrying. But anyway, here's Theresa May. She's about to do a live broadcast.
I have just been to see Her Majesty the Queen, and I will now form a government. A government that can provide certainty and lead Britain forward at this critical time for our country. This government will guide the country through the crucial Brexit talks that begin in just 10 days and deliver on the will of the British people by taking the United Kingdom out of the European Union.
So she's reaffirming Brexit.
It will work to keep our nation safe and secure by delivering the change that I set out following the appalling attacks in Manchester and London, cracking down on the ideology of Islamist extremism and all those who support it, and giving the police and the authorities the powers they need to keep our country safe. The government I lead will put fairness and opportunity at the heart of everything we do, so that we will fulfil the promise of Brexit together, and over the next 5 years, build a country in which no one and no community is left behind. A country in which prosperity and opportunity are shared right across this United Kingdom. What the country needs more than ever is certainty. And having secured the largest number of votes and the greatest number of seats in the general election, it is clear that only the Conservative and Unionist Party has the legitimacy and ability to provide that certainty by commanding a majority in the House of Commons. As we do, we will continue to work with our friends and allies in the Democratic Unionist Party in particular. Our two parties have enjoyed a strong relationship over many years, and this gives me the confidence to believe that we will be able to work together in the interests of the whole United Kingdom. This will allow us to come together as a country and channel our energies towards a successful Brexit deal that works for everyone in this country, securing a new partnership with the EU which guarantees our long-term prosperity. That's what people voted for last June. That's what we will deliver. Now let's get to work.
Interesting. So that was Theresa May. So quite firm.
Making a speech there that she had prepared for she won a majority. It's almost something we heard on the campaign trail, as if nothing has changed.
Exactly. So that was one of the Sky News pundits there just making an initial comment. I'll turn that down now. But that's very interesting. So this morning the vibe seemed to be that Theresa May and the Conservatives were actually on a back foot, and there was even talk of Corbyn being the PM. Corbyn was even, there was noise about how he actually might even try and form some sort of coalition and try and challenge Theresa May's authority. But I think perhaps social media got a little bit carried away with itself there. I think there was a bit of an echo chamber going on there with people, you know, arguably quite rightly getting a bit ahead of themselves because of the shock at how well Corbyn seems to have done yesterday in terms of Labour and the amount of seats that Labour took from various other parties. But that seems to me like business as usual, that speech. Theresa May seems to be reaffirming Brexit, reaffirming the negotiation timeline for Brexit as well. She made clear it would start in 2 weeks, so I think that puts an end to this idea that it's going to get delayed. And also she just seemed to be on track in terms of where I think they were talking about taking the country before the election as a party. But that may cause a lot of anger, I think, with the Labour Party and with Labour supporters, because I think this is one of the problems perhaps with our system, but no system's perfect. Corbyn came close, very close in fact, I mean closer than many expected, but does it actually mean a lot in the end? Who knows? I suppose it means that there will be more parliamentary debate about bills that get passed and the Brexit negotiations. But I don't think we're anywhere near this idea that people like Tim Farron of the Liberal Democrats were talking about, which was the idea of a potential for a second referendum and stuff, because even Jeremy Corbyn is against that idea. So although it's quite an exciting morning and it feels like a bit of an interesting result, personally, I think after the smoke has cleared, I don't think we're going to see a great change in the direction of the UK as a result of this. I think we're still going to get a Brexit that, I mean, I don't like to use the whole terminology about hard and soft Brexits, but this doesn't seem to me like it's going to change matters much. I mean, personally, I think it's a good thing, really, because it perhaps puts us back into the centre of where we should be, and it's moving us away from a fundamentalist right or a fundamentalist left position, and perhaps centralising politics in the UK again. But there you go, it's an interesting moment, interesting piece of British history, I think, today. A crossroads, I guess, really. A snap election, which the Conservatives assumes they would win. She didn't even turn up for the TV debates, they were that confident. And there was almost an upset. By upset, I mean essentially a result that flew in the face of expectations from the pundits. But based on that, I think it looks like the Conservatives are going to carry on as usual, perhaps with a reshuffle of cabinet. But I from this, I personally, I'm not seeing any great change in the sway of things. It just looks like perhaps there's been a little bit of a Labour momentum. One thing Theresa May did say in that, which I noticed, was she mentioned in 5 years' time, or she talked about the idea of 5 years of government. So I think that rules out the idea that the Conservatives are expecting another election as a result of this hung parliament. It doesn't seem like that's on the cards now. So there you go, that's interesting. So if you're in the UK, it's an interesting moment. If you're not, that's just a little bit of a snippet of information about what's going on in this country right now.
...referendum of last year, but of course it was in their manifesto, which has been rejected, that Britain would come out of the single market and the customs union. There are complicated questions here about which will of the people do you listen to?
Well, they always existed, didn't they?
She always gave an interpretation of the Brexit mandate. That was her interpretation, and then she sought that to be affirmed in this election.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.